Welcome, everybody, to Momentum Monday. It is Monday, of course, May the 12th, and an amazing day. Tonight, we have a really fantastic, intriguing topic, and I got to hear some discussion of this topic and be a part of the beginning of it, and I cannot wait to hear more. I got my antenna pulled out to the furthest extent to get every little bit I can. I got my pen and paper. I hope everyone here is ready to take notes for our topic tonight. I want to say this before we get started. We record these calls and we archive them to our website, which is wellnetglobalpartners.com. And that first beginning of that is WELLNET, wellnetglobalpartners.com. And so you'll go to that place, you'll click on archive calls. On the left are our Momentum Monday calls, and on the right are our archives of our product calls, our Wellness Wednesday calls. So tonight we are going to talk about romancing our business, how to do some sparking to turn it on and make it alive and have it grow and become strong and vibrant and happy and joyous. To do this, we've got some wonderful people on the call tonight. I think the leader of this topic is going to be Rich Miley, Mr. Anti-Aging. I know his gorgeous wife, Pam Miley, has some amazing contributions as well. And certainly everyone who has dialed into the call, we hope you know this is our community. Every one of your input is valuable and important. So I think it's exciting to have our topic be one about romancing our business. What does that mean? I know when we have romance, we have relationships. And so what does it take to make a really thriving relationship? Rich Miley, I can't wait to hear this. Folks, you're going to hear from a longtime leader and a leader of leaders. So Rich, take it away.
Well, thank you, Carol. Can you hear me all right?
Very good.
All right. Well, thank you, Carol Lowenstein. We appreciate you. I love you. You know, you're a leader, an entrepreneur, and a great friend. And we've been making our relationship work for over 30 years. And, you know, tonight we want to talk a little bit about why it's so important to practice the fundamentals of building a relationship. And I don't know if we ever master it, but we get better at it every day. And if we put our attention on it, when you stop and really think about, well, what kind of things do you have to do to create a relationship? And first of all, you've got to put in an intention into the relationship, and then you also have to give it attention. And someone once said one of the kindest things you can ever do for anyone is give them your undivided attention. So if you want a relationship to grow, you've got to nurture it and build it over a process of time. And we know that one of the most fundamental things about building a business, particularly this kind of a business, is building relationships. So my wife, as she so brilliantly always does, comes up with some great ideas and concepts about talking about relationships. And then, you know, we talk about romancing the relationship. Well, if we all think about, you know, when we were dating, maybe back, and for some of us, we might have to go back a long time. But we were so excited about the possibilities of connecting and, you know, spending some time with someone and, you know, maybe travel and, you know, having children and all those things that go into, you know, creating an exciting relationship. Well, the business is no different. So what are we doing to continue to romance the stone, so to speak? And so Pam and I were discussing, you know, some of the ways that we do that. And then there's this other concept that came into play, and we had a great conference call a little earlier today, so I'm going to kind of use that as an example. And I think one of the most successful Manitech distributorships right now is happening in South Africa with the Vanderlyn Platinum Presidentials. And so, you know, this whole idea of taprooting your business, and if you stop and think about that, what does that actually mean? And if you think about what is a taproot? Well, a taproot is what feeds the primary growth of a tree or a plant or whatever it is. So you want to develop that taproot in your business and build depth. So today we did a conference call. We had, I think, four or five people on it. And the whole concept and the idea was building a relationship with a brand new champion, Askara, in Germany. And this guy is so excited about the prospects and the potential of building a Manitech business. And so I got everyone that's involved in that line or organization on the phone, because we know that this is a people-moving business. And what really moves people? What moves people is emotion and belief and commitment. And so I had all the people on the phone. I had Joan, I had Pam, and myself, and Akshara, all, and Mary Mullins, all share stories, a little bit about who they were and what their experience was on the products. So we gave, you know, information, because Akshara right now just ordered a champion pack that hasn't even received his product yet. But we want to give him some of the 20 years of experience or more. We had four or five people on there, and we've all had many experiences in Manitech. So we tried to have him borrow some of our belief by listening to stories. And we all know that stories are the heartbeat of business. So you got to get good at being a storyteller. And nurture, you know, the belief in the company, belief in the products and the technology, belief in the business model, you know, this whole concept of leveraging and network marketing is the most phenomenal networking and business model I ever came across. And I was talking with Pam, I got so excited about 35 years ago when I sat down and I went to, I think, one of my first meetings, and somebody wrote down on a whiteboard that if I could just find one person a month and then teach that person how to find one person, and if you do the geometric progression, after 12 months, it comes out to 4,095 people. And, of course, the dynamics of that geometric progression was unbelievable. But we know that that doesn't happen, because some people won't do what you teach them to do because they don't even have a desire or whatever. Well, what if just 10% of that happened? Just 409 people just consuming the products, say $100 a month. Well, you've got a $40,000 business. So the dynamics of what that showed me was that for this business model, for the average person, is one of the most incredible opportunities that they could ever be presented. But not everybody, obviously, you know, appreciates that. But you got to develop a belief, and people don't really care how much you know until what? They know how much you care. And so how do we show people that we care? We call them. You know, we do three ways. We help them lift their list. We help them prioritize their list. And we use that list as a means to expose new people to our product and our service and our opportunity. And you've got to hold people's hand until they develop the confidence in themselves to do that. So, and it's the same thing on the products. The more stories they hear, the more belief they will instill in themselves, and then pretty soon they're a product of the product, and they have their own story and develop those as they share. So, Pam, I'm going to kind of throw it over to you for a minute, because I know we had wonderful conversations about romancing the business and romancing the opportunity and building the relationship. So are you there, honey?
I am here, and thank you for allowing me to take some time. You know, I got to thinking, I started reading this book, Building an Empire, that Rich was shared with me, and I really started to listen to what the guy was saying, and it was basically you can do the internet, you can do Facebook, you can do all sorts of things to build your business, but really this business is about relationships. And I started to think about our new champion, Ashkara, and I started to think about Joan, someone that's been in our business for a while, and I thought about my relationship with Rich and what I was willing to step up to do to capture his attention. And it didn't happen overnight. And I had to, in some ways, as he did with me, pursue each other. And then 30 years later, what are we still doing to keep our romance and our relationship? It's by communicating. It's by supporting each other. It's about, you know, helping each other become more who we see in each other. And so as I thought about it, I thought, you know, in life, basically, that's what we do. If we create friendships, you know, we put in time, we spend time together, we become the teacher, sometimes we're the student, and all of that is exciting if you think about it. And if you look at your business as though, you know, when you step out to go share Amber Toast or whatever product has moved you, and here you are a leader on this call, what would it take for you to get excited again, to get that romance back in your business, to step up and make a difference in people's lives or your life? Would it take, you know, a personalized call from Carol or Rich or any one of us, or would it take a book to empower you? To try to look at those things and figure out, well, what would it take for me? Because we all have the talent and we all seemingly have the desire. So, you know, you look deep within yourself and ask yourself, what would really make it move for me if I want to be in this business and be successful? And, you know, we all had children, most of us on this call. What did we have to do with children? We had to spend time and help them develop. What do you do in your business? You spend time and help people develop. You have you give them bits of information and you capture what is it that they are interested in and then feed them that. So I look at all of network marketing and these relationship-based businesses or our own relationships, and they're all kind of the same. And why do we succeed in some and not in others? And what is the tick-a-lock for you? Because for me, it's reading this book again and realizing that, you know what, there's a lot of things I knew, but until starting to read it again, I hadn't refreshed my computer. I hadn't really thought of how do I go out and make a difference and make it in my life and in other people's lives and create an incredible business and have fun. So that's pretty much what I'm learning right now, and I'm telling you what, I'm pretty darn excited about it. Anyway, Carol, do you have anything to add, or Joan?
Well, I know that it makes a huge difference to tap into people and help them become empowered to be more of who they really are. And I think everyone is slightly different that way, but holding the vision for what is possible, helping them step into that if they're a little off, what does it take? Maybe helping them come up with 3 or 4 action steps that would move that business forward, being there, envisioning it for them, and even maybe brainstorming languaging or just talking it through to the point where, you know, they feel excited and empowered to go and make it happen. And you see the leadership in them and you speak them forward as leaders as well, so that they know it, they feel it. And, you know, I just think it's just like in a relationship with your sweetheart. You're always speaking to them in a way that will enhance their sense of who they are and how much you appreciate them. All those things, you know, turn up the fire and turn up the romance. It makes it juicy when that happens. And I think people want to step up and be all that they can be for their partner and for their business partners as well. So it's up to us to see the highest and best reflected in them and then call them forth to what are the next steps. Not necessarily assuming they know it, but brainstorming with them and then helping them clarify what would it be that could move that business forward. I think that kind of a conversation is a total turn on, because I think then people, we sort of buy into our businesses over and over again. And I think helping someone step up, step forward in a powerful way, seeing themselves in with the power to lead and teach and empower others is just an important part of that. So that's kind of what I wanted to throw into the mix here.
Well, you know, being on the call today with a new champion was so exciting. But, you know, we have someone in our business named Joan Fletcher that, you know, she started out the same way this champion started out today. And I'm telling you what, she is so on fire, and she has such an incredible leap in Manatech and the product. I'd just like her to share a bit about herself and about how she does it.
Can you hear me now?
I can.
Okay, good. I think the most important thing was that the products worked better than I ever expected. And then I have Rich and Pam on my team who also are exceptional. And I really care about people being able to have better days. There's nothing that gets me higher than a kite. I knew a man who has been suffering terribly with inflammation in joints. And once I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that these products really, really worked, because I had shared other products with him that did only temporary helps and then it start getting worse, which is typical of when you put synthetics in the body, because it eventually creates a depletion. And these products were all natural, so I didn't have that to worry about. And so then when I knew for sure that these really, really do work, then I shared it with him. And because I knew the kind of, like he said, you know, it gotten to the point where it was so bad at night that he just didn't know if he could keep going. It was so uncomfortable. And so I call him just about every day and say, what differences are you noticing today? And I actually have him increase the dosages above maintenance until he notices a difference, so that he knows, like I do, that these products really work. And so I'm still calling him. And one day he calls, and he has actually more discomfort instead of less discomfort in his knee. So I ask him what he's doing. And from that, I find out how to change the dosage and what he was doing. So he started using the doses to their optimum potential, and the next day I called, his knee was a lot better. And it's because if he can notice the difference and if he can know from experience that products are really working, then he can, if he needs to, like a lot of my clients need to, then he can go back down to the maintenance dose and know from experience that it is going to work, it's just going to take longer. And by doing this, first of all, to have something that does work in our society nowadays, that is consistent and is real, is just a phenomenon in itself. And to be able to have that, and also a team that knows the compensation plan, that has a beneficial compensation plan, and to be able to share the alternative to get out of their financial situation, is it's just a winning all the way around. So not only does it make me happy, first because I'm feeling better, but I'm also getting my finances stronger than I've had, and that's exciting. And so to be able to share that so other people have that same opportunity just gets me higher than a kite. I can't think of anything I'd rather be doing on a daily basis.
Well, you know, when I don't know about you, but when I listen to Joan, what I hear is she shows people how much she cares about them and their results, and she helps them figure out where they are and helps them to get results. And that's what it's all about in relationships, helping each other step up, helping each other when we're down, when we're up, when we're doing great, when we're not doing so great. And if we can start to act and behave in that manner within our business and our relationships, I believe the universe says, hey, I'm going to spill all over you. So, you know, it's just an exciting time for everyone. And, you know, for me, reading the book and being involved with I don't know what that noise is. Do you, Carol?
No, I don't. But I'm going to ask people to put themselves on mute if you're not talking, because we're hearing digging and sliding and all kinds of stuff happening in the background.
Anyway, Rich, are you there? Do you have anything to add?
I am here, and I do have something to add. You know, one of the things, you know, I talked about this earlier, but stories sell and facts tell. So, you know, you've got to find something that excites you or passionate about. And, you know, I know one of the things that Manatech is doing right now, and he's just been an inspiration for so many people when you really understand his story. And I know Rick's on the line tonight, and he's just finished his book. And I'm talking about Jason Lester. Rick, are you there? And I know you got some inspiration from reading that book, and you probably know his story better than anybody. You want to share just briefly what that book did for you?
I think it shows a man with supreme commitment. And it's a mental game. He says it's a battle of you against you. And I think he is a prime example of someone who has suffered many a defeat and has come back stronger. And to be an ESPY award winner, that's ESPN, that's the sports network, as the best male athlete, 2009, really was an achievement for someone who has a paralyzed right arm and is running over 70 Ironmans and even Ultraman contests. I think he shows what commitment can do as far as being a winner.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. And when I hear stories like that, I just think about what do we have to complain about, because these guys have overcome just about the most incredible challenges ever. I mean, this guy was in an accident, lost his ability to function at any level, but came back, and now he's an example of the ultimate inspiration and motivation to be an example for other people. So what's holding us all back? You know, one of the things I'd like to end the call with today, and Pat and I talked about this a number of weeks ago because he did a little workshop, but it's a quote by Marianne Williamson, and it's actually on page 141 of Building an Empire. And this is, I believe, one of the complete blueprints to building a massive business. So we're using it in our business and highly encourage it, and anybody pick it up and read it and use it, and you'll be a better person for it. But our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to be, shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. So that's something that I've got up on my big whiteboard in my office, and I try to visit it as often as I can, maybe a couple times during the day. But you know what? We all have what it takes, folks, to accomplish our dreams, and Manitech is still one of the greatest opportunities in the world. And we're here as a team. We're all supporting one another, and we've got to continue to romance and nurture the dream. I want to encourage everybody to get on Manitech Live tomorrow night at 5:30. Bo Short is doing a training, and he's also going to be talking about the platform of duplication, which goes right along with this building an empire. And so thank everybody for your time tonight. Carol, thank you for being our host. And I want to also remind you that we have one of the greatest resources at WellnetGlobalPartners.com. And Carol, we really love you and appreciate you for all the time and effort and energy you do to archive these calls and also the tremendous resources that are all available. So thank you, Carol. Thank you, Pam. Thank you, Joan. Thank you, Rick. Thank you, Pat, and for everybody else that's been here. Thank you for your time, and look forward to talking to you on Wellness Wednesday. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you.
Good night.